Thanks for joining me. It's gone 2:30 on the Monday as racing continues at Hollywood Bets Grable. We on to Tuesday. It's the second meeting of this wonderful spring festival at Hollywood Bets Durbanville with 8 races. Now, info@sportingpost.co.za for your story. And thank you very much for the numerous stories we actually got over the last few days. We're just going to do one today, but I will be going through those, and feel welcome to send your story through, to email it to Mr. Benson, info@sportingpost.co.za. Now, this comes from Doug Hare. This is regarding the 1977 Holiday Inns at Turfantine. So Doug's obviously been in the game for a long, long time. Ever fair winning. Down to the last race, 10 Rand left, he says. Luckily, there was transport home. I was standing in the gold ring at Les Curry Senior. A lady asked Les, "Ach Les, my darling, give me a winner in the last." Les then tugged the tag of a name of a horse on his board at 10 to 1. I then took 50 to 5. As I say, this was back in 1977 with the bookie right next to Les. Another lady asked Les for the winner. Again, he pointed at the same horse on the board. I bet again with the same bookmaker next to Les and took 40 to 5. The horse duly won. There were two long queues at bookies on either side of Les. We were all shouting thanks. He just smiled and puffed away. The two bookies were good-natured in all paying out on Les's knowledge. Good stuff. I remember Les Curry Jr. That's from Doug Hare, and we will be sending Doug 250 Rand. When I fire the Hollywood horses, I fire them with Hollywood. But anyway, there we go. That's your story. Once again, info@sportingpost.co.za. Do keep them coming and we can do more of those. Now, 200,000 is guaranteed and it will be upped by 5,000 Rand every meeting. That's the news for the Punters Challenge, the Hollywood Bets Punters Challenge now, of course, in the Western Cape. And there's 5,000 that must be won on the day. Let's go to www.hollywoodbets.net and have a look at the betting on the first race, which gets underway at 1:15. So your champion punters challenge selections have to be in by 1:10, the hour of one. It's the Hollywood Bets Durbanville welcomes you, 1,000 metres maiden special weights, race one. Now, in the first race, I see there are two horses who are actually vying for favourite at 2.27 to 1. One of those is number one, Red Sash, who is from the Brett Crawford Yard. I believe the Brett Crawford Yard could have a great day. Louis Mkotwa is the rider. Now, the stable comment on this filly, Place Chance. I see by the way the half-brother, Silvano's Dasher, was a winner on debut, and that actually was at Durbanville. So I would take cognizance of that and certainly follow the betting market very closely with number one, Red Sash. Helen's Legacy is from the Michael Stewart Yard. We've mentioned before, very nicely related individual to Helen's Ideal, Helen's Blush. Smunga Kamali will have the ride. This one is tried and tested, has run two good races, and obviously also has a chance. I want to mention one horse here, because Richard Faree is riding at the meeting. Let's just go to the jockey index in the winning form. There it is. Wonderful stuff. Richard Faree has a full book of cards. He's riding a horse here called St. Kitts, who opened at 10 to 1, has gone 12.5 to 1. Now, if you look at this horse's form, one would have to say only disappointing stuff to date. A 450,000 purchase has shown very little at the races, and in fact is well held by Helen's Legacy, some 3.80 lengths, make that 5.80 lengths, and is actually 2.5 kgs better off. So that's the positive, 2.5 kgs better off, but held 5.80 lengths. I just thought that this one from a draw three could improve in this race, number three, St. Kitts. So that's going to be the shrewdie for me with Richard. I mean, you can get 2.25 to 1 placing on this one, the first three. And we know that Richard Faree is a maestro in the irons. I'm going then with the 8, Helen's Legacy. from the three St. Kitts, but we'll be watching the markets regarding the one red sash and then the four country time. 8314. Race two from Hollywood Bets Durbanville. We just moved past the buy pot. This will be the start of the place accumulator. My goodness me, Justin Snaith has a very strong hand. Only six horses go to post. He does saddle two of them in this graduation plate for fillies. In fact, he saddles three. When I say two of them are fairly fancied in the market because you've got number three, Quinter's Light, who's at 1.11 with Hollywood. You then have one, Chow Bella, who's at 1.52, and Chow Bella's coming from 2-1. Next best is Body Electric. And then a horse that's also trained by the Snaiths, Pacalpa, who is number two on the card. This one opened at 8.33, came into seven, has gone back out 8.33. I don't know how bright it is, but I actually like the lesser fancied on the board. So this horse, Pacalpa, I'll tell you why too. If you go to the last run, was beaten by Chow Bella. Look, the horse has held 5.2 lengths. I watched the race. Was racing on the outside, was handy, found no extra, was drawn 7 of 7 and 8 of 9, the last two starts, which were over the 1400 and the 1500 respectively. But if you go back to the sprints, you'll note that this horse Pacalpa actually won the maiden over this course and distance of 1250. I just think the 1400 and the 1500 didn't suit. Craig Zaki knows this horse very, very well. He's drawn a 2 in the small field. A first time out, by the way, was behind Epsom Girl, which was a terrific run, the Phillies Nursery. And you'll note on that run actually beat Body Electric out of sight. So I'm going to take my chances there. Although I think Quinter's Light, who's very pacey, has met far stronger, and the stable companion, Chow Bella, are the dangers. I just thought at that price of the 8.33 and 1.83, the first two, I'd have a little bit of a go on number two, Pacalpa, in front of the three, Quinter's Light, who, as I say, is returning from a campaign in KZN and has met much better than this, than the one. I think the Snaith Yard will totally dominate, and then the six as the fourth selection. That's race two. We can't go with favourites throughout. We move on to the third. Now, this race, I don't know if you can see it, I've got question marks all over. I'll tell you why. It's a maiden special weights. Look, this horse, Charlie Croker, has very good form. There's no doubt about that. What I do believe is that the horse has been gelded. Now, that may make the world of difference. We must take note of that gelding. But sometimes we get it right, sometimes we get it horribly wrong. I just am not crazy about Charlie Croker, who's at 2.27-1. I actually see now that there's been support for a first timer, and that's key here. Because you've got five, Love in Winter, who's a What a Winter first timer, has shortened to 2-1. The stable comment there was, makes the debut, nice horse, shows very good work at home. And then you've got six, Captain Casanova, who sent out Keegan DeMello in the irons by Eric Sands. A nice horse, shows speed. So those two we must really respect. By the way, I see Captain Casanova's gone from 3.57-1 to 4-1. The stable companion to the horse just mentioned is a horse called Fort Apache, who is at 5.56-1. Now, again in this race, I'm going to mention Mr. Faree because he's on a horse at a price. And that horse is number 10, Cosmic Event, who is at 16.67-1. In fact, it's blown out from 10-1. And the placing there is 2.83-1. And this is shades of the horse that I mentioned earlier on, St. Kitts. Maybe we want to take places on these horses. Just try luck and use them in swingers with Richard at a big price, because he can bring anything home. This horse cost 650,000 rand. It is a half brother to Cosmic Highway. The form is not great at all. But my point is, if you can't improve here, then I just don't know. Number 10, Cosmic Event. So that's the dark horse for me in the race. I'm not sure which way to go. I'm actually going to take my chances with the debutante, the 5, Love in Winter. So I'm going the 5 in front of the other debutante, number 6, Captain Casanova. Then I'm going to be forced to throw Charlie in somewhere, the 4. After that, the 10, who is Cosmic Event. So 5, 6, 4, 10, but I don't trust the race at all, the 3rd. Race 4, Hollywoodbet's Grooms Initiative. Run over 1,600 metres is a maiden plate. It should be off at 3 o'clock. We're now moving on to the jackpot. We just had the first leg of the pick six, which, as I said, I think is a swirl. And race four is also very competitive. Number 11, Hawk Circle, a Silvano, again Richard Faree, is a 3.03-1. Contiguous is at 3.33, number three. Then you've got L.A. Marie, who's at 3.57-1. That's the five. Louis Mkotwa has the ride. And Spirit of Silvano is at 4-1. In fact, when I first looked, I like Spirit of Silvano. But this one is returning from a 62-day rest. What was off-putting, there have been two runs after rest, has run unplaced, and there have been a couple of runs at Durbanville, also unplaced. So I'm going with the 5, L.A. Marie, from the 11 as the second choice, and that is Hawk Circle. Then the 3, Contiguous. I think the 7, William the First, could improve. That's at a massive price. And then after that, the 2, Spirit of Silvano. I'd actually play rather wide there. Pick 6 or jackpot. I'd even throw in one more horse. I just want to mention, is there one more in this race or is it upcoming in the next? My goodness me, I'm getting old. No, it's not in this race. So that's fairly sorted out, race 4. Race 5. Fifth race, www.hollywoodbets.net, maiden plate, it's run over 1,600 metres, it's a race for the fillies, it's off at 15.35. Sunshine's, this horse was very unlucky last time out, owned by the Hollywood Syndicate, number 3, Happy Chance. I can tell you, we were expecting a victory, it just didn't go right. Was slow, was drawn 7 of 9, ran on very fast late on, couldn't get to the Greg Ennion-trained Lucy the Pink. So for me, I'm going Happy Chance, and I see the money is starting to come. Excuse me. 5-2, 2-1 is now 1.67-1. Love Rules, the 7, from the Justin Snaith yard, it cost 1.1 million, is now at 5-2, open 5-2, 2-1, 5-2 now. So the money's coming for Happy Chance, that's the way I'm going. My day is basically to revolve around Happy Chance. I just thought that draw at 3, Brett Crawford, Louis Mkotwa, and the unluckiness last time out, that Happy Chance should make amends in race 5. As I say, it was expected to win on that day. Let's go to race 6, the Hollywood Bets Punters Challenge over the 1,400 metres, which is a classified stakes, is the sixth race on the card. And I mentioned Brett Crawford on numerous occasions. We're also going to speak about Justin Snaith as we move through this card. The sixth race, in this race, you know, number 3 on the card, Le Morne, won very well. I was at the track last time out. It wasn't a brilliant field. There's no doubt about that. It was a particularly weak field. But it was slow, switched, got up, was green, beat Dawnderstorm by 3/4 of a length. And I think that this horse has got plenty of scope. So for me, I'm going to go with the 3, Le Morne, in front of the 4, who is in a moray. And then I'm going to, after that, go with the 9. And I want to mention the 9 as a possible upset, a horse called Tizona, who is at a price. I would really include that at 14.29 and 2.28 with Hollywood. 3, 4, 9, 7, race 6. Race 7, another tricky race. Cape Racing Merit Rated 90 handicap is our seventh. At My Command is a 3.57-1. Now, this horse last time out ran in the Langerman behind Light Speed, 2.80 lengths. You also got that form line with Lord William, who actually beat At My Command by 3/4 of a length. At My Command is now 1 kg better off. Returns from an 80-day rest. Won the only start at Durbanville, Hollywood Bets Durbanville, which was the debut. There are plenty with chances. I'm going to lean towards number 1 At My Command, but I like the 3, Gowdy's Masterpiece, with Richard Faree again, who's a 2.1 a placing. The first 3 is 10-1 on the boards. I think this has now reached a competitive mark. So that's the third roughie that we like with Mr. Faree. I'm going 1-3-2-8. 1-3-2-8. I think Han Solo will also run well, and Lord William for fourth. Then we go to race 8, the Hollywood Bets Bright Future over the 1250. It's a classified stakes. And in race 8, Mr. Snaith has got the favourite. Just go and have a look at that betting. Silver Garbo who's just over 18 to 10, won very comfortably last time out, beating Gimme's Lassie, who's since franked the form. A seeking piece, I wasn't sure about the 1250, to be honest, although the merit rating has come in from an 82 to a 66. Now, I don't want to continue with the favourites. I'm going to buck the trend again. I don't know how clever this is, but I'm going for Silver Garbo Stable Companion. That is a horse called Call Me the Breeze, who only won the maiden at Fairview, is drawn 9 out of 10. These three-year-olds here have hefty weights to shoulder. But I just thought that this is an improver in the race. The last form line behind Tipsy Tarragon, I believe, is a very nice sort. There have been four runners, no winners. However, there have been 3 seconds from those four runners and 1/4. And those seconds actually caught my eye. So take a chance. 8.33, 14 to 10, going with the 9. Call Me the Breeze from the 1, Silver Garbo, Snaith Yard to run 1-2, then the 3 and the 8. 9-1-3-8. I see, by the way, Lady Silvana's at 5-2. What was off-putting for me there was, although it won the maiden easily, there have been 6 runners, only 1/3 from the form line. Hollywood Bets Durbanville. We're going to fire away on the Tuesday and hope for a good one. We're back again with Hollywood Bets Greyville on Wednesday. Hit them hard, sunshines. Thank you, as always, for joining me, and send those emails in. Bye-bye.